broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. My goodness, can you believe it's Monday already? A Monday morning, April the 10th, 2023, 19 minutes past the hour, 35 degrees and hazy skies here in Marion. Certainly a lot of news this morning on the news report, which I guess that's what a news report's for. You know, I don't mind when the news reports go long, because one of the things we strive to do here at this station is keep people informed of local events. So, hey, when that news runs long, that's okay by me, because we want to let you know what's going on, obituary-wise, news-wise, and weather-wise. Well, our internet's being a little choppy this morning. I'm not really sure why that is. Haven't had a problem with that for a while. So if we should happen to go away this morning for a few seconds, we'll be back. It was just kind of in and out there early this morning, and I'm not sure why that was. But hopefully it'll stay with us for the next two solid hours. A little chilly here this morning, 35 degrees, but apparently it's going to be a great weather week right on through Saturday, I think, 70s every day. The overnight lows after today, maybe in the 50s. Yesterday for Easter was a little cool, but not anything horrible. Saturday was a little cool, but again, not anything horrible. We soldier on as it goes. Okay. Well, a few things I want to talk about here as we get off and running here on this day after Easter, 2023. Went to McDonald's this morning. Now, a lot of schools are not in today. I don't think the Marion City schools are in today, and I don't know if Tri-Rivers was in today or not. I did not see many cars in the parking lot when I passed by there. So I go down, and I get my large diet soda at McDonald's this morning, and there was hardly any line there, maybe three or four cars ahead of me. So I'm waiting in the line, getting ready to pay, and I notice that something is going on with the car in front of me who's at the pay window. I notice they had paid, and then there was some kind of conversation going on between the person taking the money and the person giving the money. And I didn't know what it was, and I thought, well, you know, maybe there's just a problem with change or something. Heaven knows I've run into that problem before. And then the car pulled off, and I go up to the window, and immediately the lady at the pay window hands me the receipt and says, well, the car in front of you paid for you. Now, I don't know if I knew the person in front of me or if they were just doing that nice thing where they pay for the car behind them, which I know happens a lot. But here's the problem with this. Well, I guess it's not really a problem because it's a very nice thing to do. But the problem is, you know, I just had the large diet soda. So on those mornings when something like that happens, and I have to confess that it hasn't happened for quite some time, you wish you would have ordered maybe like a sausage McMuffin or something, or maybe a breakfast burrito or an order of hotcakes on those mornings when somebody else was paying. But no, I thank whoever that was in front of me this morning who did pay the bill. That's very, very nice. And for whatever reason they paid it, I appreciate it. Maybe they asked how much the bill was behind them, and when they found out it was only $1.30-something, they said, I'll pay the bill. Regardless, it's still a nice deed. So I thank whoever that was this morning who paid at McDonald's. I did not have to pay. The Friday night show last week, we were on the air Friday night. Adam Lepp sat in last week. And remember, as I've told everybody, our Friday night show, which is on from 8:15 till 10 o'clock, returned to the airwaves 2 weeks ago. Had Sean Kraft on with me 2 weeks ago, Adam Lepp last week. Good Friday was kind of a tough day to do that show. We had some calls on Friday night, which I appreciate, but I think people were busy doing Good Friday things, and also it was really the first day that we had had semi-nice weather, and I think a lot of people were out cutting the grass. I noticed a lot of that as I was driving over on Friday night. You know, when we first get this halfway decent weather in April, where it's sunny and people can get out and do things, they tend to do that. The novelty of that eventually wears off after a couple weeks, but I think that might have been going on Friday night. But one thing I want to mention about the Friday night show, actually two things I want to mention about it. The first thing is, of course, it will be on again this Friday, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. So we hope that audience continues to build back up because we do have a lot of fun on Friday nights. It's not a current event show. We just talk about whatever is on our minds. It could be anything. It's just not as serious as a morning show. We really don't do interviews. It's just a fun show. So I hope you tune in Friday nights, 8:15 to 10 o'clock. Now, the important thing to mention, I said last week we did not have a whole lot of calls. We had calls, but not a whole lot of calls, was that when we switched over to digital back in August, most of our listeners have switched over. Oh, and by the way, while this is on my mind, I said last week, I was wondering what happened to our friend Lee, because I know he has switched over to digital and calls in quite a bit, and he's very politically active and has a lot of opinions on things, and I had not heard from him in quite a while, and I thought, well, what in the world is going on with Lee? Well, I did get a call on Friday that Lee is back in the nursing home. I know that that many of you who follow this, he had fallen down probably about 2 or 3 months ago, and he had to go to the hospital, and then he ended up in the nursing home for rehabilitation. And then he ended up back home, and he was back home for a couple weeks, but I guess now he is back in the nursing home. And we wish him well, and we hope he gets home soon. And Lee, when you're out there again, give us a call and let us know you're home and doing okay. Now, speaking of that, Friday night, we are doing the Friday night show, and a phone number comes up from a caller, and the caller says, you know, basically haven't heard from you in a while. And it was one of our regular callers, somebody who used to call in quite a bit, which I love. I love when people call in. I love when they call in for the trivia. I love when they call in just to give an opinion. I just like when people call in. And I'm sure those of you who are out there every morning from 8 to 10, remember our friend Scott, who I believe lives out in the Big Island area. Now, he used to call in practically every morning and sometimes a couple times a morning, and we always enjoyed it. And I had not heard from him probably since August, really. And we learned on Friday night, he called in, he was listening, he had had a back surgery, and I guess the data plan on his internet service is better than it was. So now he said he would be here listening every morning. I hope he's out there listening this morning. I'm glad he listened on Friday night. So, Scott, I'm glad you're back with us. And if something interests you this morning, please feel free to call in. 740-751-4038. I guess I should mention that number as well, since we bat back and forth between studios. Friday night and Friday morning, I tend to do the show from the studio on South Prospect Street, and the rest of the days I do it from the home studio, and there are different numbers depending on which studio I'm in. So 740-751-4038 this morning. That would be the same number for Lee if he happens to be back home and wants to call and give us an update. All right. Well, let's talk about Easter. I hope you had a great Easter. I ended up having a good Easter. I wasn't sure if Easter was going to be anything at all yesterday, because to be honest with you, I don't know how many Easters it's been now, but I have worked on Easter. And even though I don't work all day, I just work for a few hours. You know, you spend it at work, and that's kind of it. Well, yesterday actually turned in to be a turned out to be a great Easter. I did work, and I had a lot of fun there. Actually, we were not very busy at all. So I got to talk with some of my coworkers and some of the people who were coming in, and that was enjoyable. And then, and I'm going to get to a little story here in a minute, but I had put a post on social media yesterday wishing everybody a happy Easter. And I basically, I said, I hope the Easter Bunny brings you everything you want. In my case, it would be Butterfingers, because I'm not a big candy person. I'm not a big sugar person in general, but I do like Butterfingers from time to time. So any event, I put that up before I went to work yesterday, and before the end of the day yesterday, I had a Butterfinger. Now, I'm not going to say who bought me the Butterfinger. I will tell you the Easter Bunny apparently is a girl, female. The Easter Bunny's female. There's one of those long-term questions that has not been answered, but I thank the person for doing that. I did not put that on social media so somebody would buy me a Butterfinger, but that was very nice. So even I got an Easter gift yesterday, and I appreciate that. And I also ended up, now here's something, it's one of those days again where I thought it would be nothing. I ended up having ham yesterday with some people. And, you know, I didn't expect that at all. And the ham was very, very good, and I had great fun with the people. So, you know, sometimes when you think Easter's just going to be a blow-off day, turns out to be a lot of fun. And I hope you had a lot of fun with your family or friends or whatever you did on Easter yesterday. I had a lot of fun doing it. Now, here comes the story I was telling you about. Yesterday... And, you know, this is a little personal, but I think it's worth telling, and I'll tell you why I'm telling it. I told it on social media, so it's not like it's a secret. Of course, everybody knows last year, starting in March, I had a little episode. That's how I refer to it in my life. I had a little episode that went on from March until mostly the end of summer. So, it was an interesting time in my life, let's say. Now, it was not as bad as I thought it would be, and it was not as bad as some other people have it, so I'm very thankful for that. But, I mean, I was on the radio during the whole thing, so you pretty well know how I was. But what occurred to me was there was one bad moment during that entire event. Really, during that period, the only really bad moment... And I'm not going to tell you what it is because honestly, it would take too long to tell it, and it wouldn't make much difference anyway to the point of this story. But it happened on Easter night, and that's why it sticks in my head. Because of all nights for this horrible thing to happen, it happened on the night of Easter. So I really had not thought a whole lot about it. Since Easter last year, because once it happened and was over, which took a few days, I was back to where I was and things were fine. So in any event, yesterday I was doing all these things. As I say, I was going to work, ended up getting my Butterfinger, had the ham dinner, hung out with some people who were a lot of fun. I even went down and went to the pond and enjoyed the geese and just had a good time. So I was home last night, and it occurred to me that it was Easter night. And you don't really do anything on Easter night, but I remembered what I was doing last Easter night, which was not fun. And as I say, probably the worst moment of the entire episode last year, ordeal. So I went to Facebook, And basically I said the Easter Bunny brought me a Butterfinger because I thought people would be interested to know that after I had posted the Happy Easter Butterfinger message earlier in the day. And I got to thinking that maybe people would like to know that 1 year ago last night was absolutely the worst moment in my entire ordeal. But yesterday, 365 days later, I was having ham dinner with people. I was at work perfectly fine. I have more energy than I know what to do with. I think people can hear that every morning. I feel fine. I went down and looked at the geese and did my normal mile walk last night and enjoyed the water. And it just shows you what a year can do. And the reason I wrote this was I know a lot of people are going through hard times. And I know a lot of people are not particularly happy. And I understand that. But you know, you never know what can happen, and you just never give up. You just keep on going, even when it's not the most fun time in the world, because a year later, you might be laughing, you might be having a good time, and I just wanted to put a positive message out on Facebook, because there is so much negative stuff out there that I thought, well, maybe this will be a positive note. So that's what I did, and I hope people enjoyed it, and I hope it's a lesson in a way that you never know what can happen in a year. You just never know, and in my case, it's good. Now, this is not to say that something bad could not happen tomorrow. It very well could. I hope it doesn't, but it could. But year to year, the stark differences in that day being so bad the year before and last night being so enjoyable, hey, it can happen. So that's the positive story that I put on Facebook, and I hope the people who read it enjoyed it, and I hope the people who just heard it enjoyed it, because that's kind of the point. All right. Well, you know, Saturday, was it Friday or Saturday? I can't remember now. But I got a lot of stuff done. Got gas, went to the grocery store, you know, did a little odds and ends. Well, my tire light, which as many of you know who've listened to this show for a long period of time, the tire light in my car is the bane, whatever you want to say, of my existence. That it comes on, but none of my tires are flat, and I really don't know why this happened. So, the nearest thing I can figure is it usually comes when the weather changes. And so on Saturday or Friday, you know, the brain is starting to go apparently. I went and got air in the tire after this tire light had been on for a few days. And now it's off and it hasn't been back. It must have been Friday. Hasn't been back on for the last couple days. So that must have been it, the change in the weather. And it was just one tire. When I went over there and did the putting of the air in the tire, really only one tire was a little low, and it wasn't all that low to begin with, but I guess that's what kicked off the light. Now, I want to know, does anybody else have this problem with their cars? Does anybody else have the automatic light that kicks on in your car that tells you that the tire is running low? Because it's funny to me, because in the past I have had cars that did not have this light. So the only way you knew if a tire was low is if you eyeballed it, or you ended up with a flat tire. And I was thinking in the case of this tire, I would not have known it because it didn't look low at all. It wasn't that low pressure-wise, but it must have fallen below whatever the pressure was to set off that little light. So my question, does anybody else have this problem? 740-751-4038. Or do you think that my thought that this really has to do with the weather going cold to warm or warm to cold? Because I know air expands and contracts. So I think that's what's actually happening. But does anybody agree or disagree with this who knows more about cars than I do? If you do, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But that is my theory on the tire light in the car. Because I can't imagine it's a slow leak in that tire, because it would have had to have gone flat by now. For as much as I drive every day, if it was a slow leak, I think it would have gone completely flat, and there was still a lot of air left in the tire. Now, why that tire? is affected by the weather? I don't know, because the other three were just fine. But that's the way that goes. 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
I think you're right about the weather with your tires, because I've always heard that never to put air in your tires after you've driven and the tires are hot, because you'll end up getting too much air in there.
Well, I think it must be the case, because every time, and my light would have came on when we went from March to April and the temperatures got a little warmer, and that's when that happens, and the tire never goes flat. So I have to think it has something to do with the weather and the fact that we all have these lights in our car now that tell us when a tire is low.
Yeah, my car isn't that new, so I don't have that light, but I can usually tell, though, in mine, because you can just eyeball it. But I know a few times I have picked up a screw or a nail, and then you can see as it gets, I mean, it doesn't go completely flat, but it's, you know, it's,
well,
it's not round.
Well, I'll tell you, that light can be an annoyance, because none of my tires look low, but yet when that light comes on, you think that something's going on, and it can make you nervous.
Yep, that is right.
Did you have a good Easter?
Yeah, I did.
Good.
I had family, and we had the ham. I even fixed a turkey breast because one of my family members, the ham doesn't agree with them. So
good.
So, yeah, we had a pretty good day. One person I haven't heard from in a long, long time on your show is, I think his name was Raymond.
Raymond, trying to remember.
Yes, so had a southern accent.
Oh, yes, used to call in, usually in the, had the grandson?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, you know, I don't, that's one of the rare people who I have not heard from. Most everybody, I think, I've pretty well heard back from. Did you happen to hear Friday night when Scott called in?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I was busy Friday.
It was, well, I think a lot of people were, and that's what I was on with Adam, and I was, you know, kind of saying to Adam, good Friday, and the weather's kind of nice. I think the audience will not be as strong, and we've only been back on 2 weeks on Friday night.
Oh, that's right.
And I thought, you know, I don't think the audience is going to be as strong as it will be once we're back a few weeks. But, yeah, I was so happy to hear from him. Had not heard from him since August, and I hope he's out there this morning. And if he is, I hope he gives buzz. But yeah, I think he's maybe the only one that I have not heard from, because I think everybody else pretty much, more or less, is back in the game, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, it took getting used to, because it was so nice being able to, because I have the old clock radio type radio in my bedroom, so where you can set it to come on at a certain time and everything. And it was nice. It was easy that way to have it set to just come on in the morning with it already tuned.
Well, you know, like I've been telling people, I'm not saying that we'll never go back on the air, because we certainly have been talking to them. But what is nice to me is now that we have gone digital, we don't have to deal with those people or be forced into doing things that we don't want to do. And it seems as if our audience has come with us. So it's nice.
Right. Yeah, it's. I know I can get you on my TVs, you know, because of the Roku, that tune-in app. I can get you on this TV sets. So,
you know, that's one of the most amazing things, the Rokus and those Google Dots that people have, because that way, if you use those devices, you can still have your phone freed up to call in, and you don't have to interrupt the service.
Yeah. The only problem is when I have to get in the car and stuff, because I'm not really technology with my smartphone and stuff about, you know, having the phone play through the radio and everything. So
yeah, hey, how were the C's lollipops on Friday?
Oh, I loved them. You know what took me back to my younger days with the sugar daddies.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a sugar daddy?
I did. And you know, I really, when I got these in the mail from California, I thought, well, I wonder if they're going to be all that different. And I thought, boy, they were.
Yes, they were. Delicious.
yeah, they and hopefully we'll be giving them away as time goes on. Well, I thank you for calling in.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. And again, the phone lines are open here today, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 44 minutes past the hour. Yeah, on Friday, we gave away some of the See's candy. Now, I talked about this last week. I got these boxes a couple weeks ago from the See's Candy Company in Carson, California, and I really had not had a chance to give any away. I gave some away on Friday, and they went over very big, and they do taste differently than something you would buy in the store. I mean, I think this is a handmade candy company in Carson, California that obviously does big sales, so I thank the See's Company for sending those. I really don't know why they sent them. I don't ever remember having any contact with this company. And they came to the station, which is odd, because normally I don't send things directly to the station. So, for whatever reason it happened, I appreciate it. I did want to mention this again. When I got to the station on Friday, I got a Happy Easter card. And I do appreciate that. Easter, a season bright with beauty, a season ripe with rejoicing. Warm wishes for an Easter filled with happiness and a spring that's blessed with special joys for you and those you love. Happy Easter, your friends Phyllis and Larry, the Shirk family. So I tell you, Phyllis is so good about sending those cards. Got one for St. Patrick's Day and I believe Valentine's Day and my birthday and now one for Easter. So I thank Phyllis and Larry Shirk for doing that. That's very, very nice. All right, phone lines are open, 45 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Do you have anything to say in regard to tires and air pressure when the weather changes? Or is that just something that's in my own head rolling around? How was your Easter? Did you have a good day? Mine turned out just fine. And I'll tell you, I'm not a big ham eater. When it comes to the holidays, I would rather have turkey. But, of course, all there was yesterday where I got the ham was ham. And it was very good. Very, very well prepared. So it was a traditional Easter holiday. And I appreciate that. Okay. We talked about McDonald's. We talked about the Friday night show. We talked about Easter holiday. We've talked about the air in the tires. And again, if anybody has anything to say about that, feel free to give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. All right, now we've gotten to the compliment of the day. Now, this is kind of like the story that I put on Facebook about, you know, a year ago, things not being so great, and now they're much better. Now, what happened last week was I decided that every morning, something nice needs to be said. And it's kind of like my feeling on Facebook, on social media, that everything is so negative that I think we need to bring some positive to it. And here I am every morning commanding the airwaves for a lot of people who are getting up, and maybe people's mornings are not the greatest mornings. So, you know, I feel it my duty. I feel like I'm duty-bound to say something nice every morning. And I felt that if I just gave like a nice word of the day or something like that, that maybe it wouldn't mean all that much. And, you know, you can rip those things right off the internet. You don't even have to make those up out of your own head. So I wanted this to be a challenge. So what I did was decided that I was going to pick a person and see how long I could keep making nice comments about them one a morning for a period of time. And the person I chose was Abby. Now, the reason and you've heard her on the station in the past. Now, the reason I chose her mainly was because when she calls in, a lot of times it seems like there's an argument going on. Now, there's really not. It's more that's just the way her and I communicate. And we really do get along for the most part. You notice how I say for the most part. So I thought, well, if I say something nice about her every day, then that's going to take real work. So last week we started this, and I'll tell you how this went, in case you're just tuning in for the first time. The first nice thing I said about her was that she had a healthy ego. Now, for some reason, this did not go over very well. People thought this was a backhanded compliment, that I really wasn't being nice, that I was kind of making fun. I meant it very nice. I think a healthy ego is important. I think you should not be arrogant or anything like that, but having a healthy ego is fine. It's kind of like believing in yourself is what I say. So the next day, I thought, well, I better be super safe and not even come up on anything that could resemble a backhanded compliment. So the next day, I said, dresses nice for spring. She dresses nice for spring. And I thought, well, you can't misinterpret that. So those are our two compliments that we have given as our compliment of the day. So this morning, I'm going to give the third compliment of the day, again, to see how long I can do this. Now, today, the compliment of the day that I'm going to give is, let's see here. What's a good compliment of the... You know, I don't plan these things. I try to pull them off the top of my head. And by the way, if anybody has a compliment, do you enjoy the compliment of the day segment? If you do, give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Or if you have a compliment you would like to throw in, we can make this kind of like a trendy thing, 740-751-4038. And I don't want it to make it seem like I've run out after two compliments. Oh, you know what? I have a compliment for her. I've thought of one. Does nice things for others. Now, I will have to say that I've known her now about 4 years, and I have seen her go out of her way to do nice things beyond nice things for other people. Certainly her family, which I've seen that many, many, many times. I mean, if you want somebody in your corner, if you're her family, she's that person. And you know what's funny? Somebody remarked about that the last time I saw her, that her family is lucky to have her. And I think that's probably true. And she's even nice to her friends. She's even nice to me. I told you on my birthday, she made me some nice things, and it's very nice. You know, she got me something on Valentine's Day and on Christmas. I didn't get anything from her on Easter, but you know what? We're not going to harp on it. So, she does nice things for others. Okay, I think that's a good compliment for today. So we add to healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, does nice things for others. All right, those are the three compliments. And you know what? I can't say that for everybody, because other people, even though they might be nice for a period of time, will turn on you at some point. And not in a bad way. I just think eventually they get tired of doing nice things. It's tough to keep it up after a while. All right, so that's the compliment of the day. Do you think anybody can take that wrong? I don't think so. 740-751-4038. Okay. Any thoughts on the tires? Compliment of the day. Did you have a good time on Easter? Friday night show. Did anybody else listen to it and have a good time Friday night? Got my drink paid for this morning. So, that you know, there's another Easter gift. You know, when I think about it now, not only did I get a Butterfinger for Easter, but this morning, when whoever that was paid for my drink, I actually got a large diet soda. So when it comes to me to get a large diet soda and a Butterfinger, technically within 24 hours of the Easter holiday, is great. Oh, Abby just tuned in. Now, see, here's another good thing she did. I'll have to put this down as a compliment one day, that she just tuned in. Okay, I'm going to run these down again so she can hear them, because I want to be nice. Okay, here are the compliments of the day that I have given her over the past week. And I will continue to do this for a long time. Well, until I run out of things to say. The first day was healthy ego. as I said, and healthy ego was taken as a backhanded compliment. So the next day I wanted to really clean it up a little bit and make sure that it could not be a backhanded compliment. I said, dresses nice for spring earlier. So that was day two compliment. Dresses nice for spring. Healthy ego, dresses nice for spring. And today's compliment of the day was, does nice things for other people continuously. And as I said, what I've observed is the nice thing she does for her family. And as I said, even somebody last week remarked that her family is lucky to have her. And I would agree with that. And she does nice things for me, too. As I said, she has, you know, been a really good pal, cooked things for my birthday, got me something for Valentine's Day, got me something for my Christmas. I didn't get anything from her for Easter. But as I said, we're not going to hold that against her. So those are the compliments as they are at this time. Healthy ego, dresses nice for spring, and does nice things for others. Compliment of the day here at WGH Talk. So, yeah, does anybody have anything to say? 54 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. The topics that we have here are the person who paid for my soda this morning at McDonald's, the Friday Night Show. Scott, are you out there listening this morning? Oh, man, I hope we didn't lose him again. Easter food and the story I put on Facebook about how a year can make a difference. We did our compliment of the day. Do you think that air in tires goes down because of the weather? I think that's why my light was on. That's just my opinion. 740-751-4038. Well, now Abby's telling me that she bought Easter candy to school last week, brought Easter candy to school. So that was my Easter present. Well, you know, that's not really personalized. All the others were kind of personalized. The birthday, the Valentine's Day, the Christmas. I mean, I'm not saying, I don't want to say anything bad because we just did the compliment of the day here. But, you know, I was a little surprised that nothing was there. And I'm not saying these have to be big presents, but I'm just saying I was surprised because you get lured into a false sense of security when you get a Christmas present and then you get a Valentine's Day present, which I did not expect, and then you get a birthday gift present, and then Easter comes and you don't get anything. So, I mean, it was just a little shocking, you know. Could have been a Butterfinger. Could have been an egg full of Butterfingers. Whatever. But as I said yesterday, thank goodness some kind-hearted female. As I said, does everybody know the Easter Bunny is female? I did get a Butterfinger yesterday. So, you know, there it is. And the car paid for my drink this morning at McDonald's. Do you feel like I'm repeating this whole show this morning? It's like Back to the Future this morning. I think I'm repeating myself. But it's Monday, so you're going to have to give me a break. 35 degrees here, hazy skies in Marion. 740-751-4038. I don't want to start doing a family feud or anything right now because we've only got 3 minutes left in this hour. So if anybody's got anything to say, call in right now. I'd love to hear from you. It could be on any topic. It could be on anything I've talked about. It could be something on your mind. Just give me a buzz. And that way I don't have to start a topic before we go to break here. Or a family feud category. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But the two main things I do want people to take away from what I've said this morning, so maybe I'll repeat myself again, is that 1 year ago, 1 year ago at this time, was the most unpleasant time I had during my little ordeal last year. And this year, everything was fine. So again, in your bad moments, it can turn around. It might take a moment, but you can always turn it around. Don't ever think the end is the end, I guess is the point. And I'm not talking about death. I'm just talking about, oh, there's no more fun left to be had. Well, there's always fun left to be had, you know, even in bad moments. And this is my proof of it. And again, I'm not saying something bad couldn't happen tomorrow. I'm not that Pollyanna-ish. I mean, I could fall and break everything tomorrow, and I probably would not be happy with that. But yesterday, if I look at yesterday, how I spent yesterday and how I spent the year before on Easter, completely different. And that's the point. And I do like saying nice things every morning about somebody, and right now it's Abby because... people seem to think that we argue and that maybe I don't get along with her, which I've heard over the years, and that's not true. So I do like saying something nice about her every morning, and we're going to keep this going as long as I can keep it going. But right now, if you're keeping score at home, because it is baseball season, day number one's compliment was healthy ego. Day number two was dresses nice for spring. And today's compliment was does nice things for other people. Now, you have to tune in tomorrow to know what tomorrow's compliment is going to be. Now, we're going to do some Family Feud and some other stuff on the other side of the hour, so don't tune away. There's a lot to be done here this morning on WGH Talk. You know, there's actually a song I want to talk about. Maybe we'll get to that next hour. Don't you dare switch that aisle. If you have any colored eggs left, do something with them back in 15.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio. The place to talk. From legendary comedian Abe Vigoda.
You know, Abe, there's been this thing for years that people thought you were dead. Do you think that has worked against you in your career?
Well, I wasn't that crazy about it, but I accepted it. That's what it was. People thought I was dead. And I would walk into a Bloomingdale's department store. The salesman said, "You know, you look like the late Abe Vigoda." I said,